I am kind of out of touch with today's Generation Z, that younger generation, the teenagers and the things that they're into. So it kind of surprises me when I find out certain things that that they find with fashionable, cool, whatever. When we were kids, braces were not something you wanted to get into because it was just not only the inconvenience, but you just didn't want the look.
Oh, the headgear.
But now braces are cool. For Generation Z, the Wall Street Journal is describing it as nerd chic. And not just kids in school, we're talking about young 20s. They're getting braces, non-corrective braces, ornamental braces.
Are you kidding me?
They're calling it it's described as a coveted accessory for young people who are trying to cultivate a cool nerd look.
I can understand. At one point, where I was probably 20 or so, I thought maybe I'd cut my longer hair and gone with the short. I thought a more studious kind of look would be good. So I for a little bit, I wore some glasses that had fake, I mean, just like no prescription in them whatsoever. Just because I thought the glass look was cool.
There's an 18-year-old woman on TikTok who has, she gets 2 million views since she put this thing up in November of last year. And she gets direct messages every day, 15 to 20, from people asking her, from kids asking her, well, how do I do this? Because she, in her video, she explains how to affix a set of braces using kitchen scissors and glue. Again,
these are
cosmetic. These are non-corrective. Yes, these are non-corrective braces. The story.
The kid goes in and the doc says, yeah, we got these great Invisalign things and we could, you know, nobody will even be able to see them. No, I want the big tracks. I want the train tracks across the front. The more silver, the better.
I think they, I think they want the color ones too.
Okay, yeah.
They quote, there's a quote here for an orthodontist in New York City, and he likens the rise in aesthetic braces over the past few years to a rise in other Gen Z beauty beauty imperfection things that they've embraced, like pimple patches. I guess that's become a thing too, to intentionally wear pimple patches. The vast majority of fashion braces are not sold and applied by licensed dental professionals. Keep that in mind. This orthodontist says,
God, if greasy hair and facial blemishes were popular when I was a kid, I would have been rocking the place.
I wouldn't recommend this to anyone, says the orthodontist, because once you glue them on and tie in the wire, the teeth are going to want to move. And they say, you know, and she says there's some risks that include tooth loss or gum recession.
Are these the same? Are these the same people that are going to end up in I Can't Believe It's News because they got a back alley butt injection or something? These are the same people.
These are from back alley butt injections to TikTok braces applications. There's an Etsy shop that sells dental-grade fashion braces that run from $75 to $105. They're attached with a mild cure UV light. They comes with instructions. But they also comes with a note that says customers will need to visit the dentist to safely remove the product. What do you think is going through the dentist's mind when some kid sits down or young adult sits down in their chair and says, I need you to take these off?
Yeah.
Did I put these on? No, I did these at home.
He looks at the assistant and is like, can you find out who did this work beforehand?
There's a disclaimer that reads, use at your own risk.
Because nothing is a better look than having some food stuck in your braces when you're trying to get that date thing together.
The woman who is running this Etsy shop says she has made over 300 sales since she launched it a year and a half ago. She says her clientele is mostly women between 18 and 30 years of age. So this isn't just like high schoolers. This is young adults who desire this braces look. And from what I gather from this story here, it's mostly women who are doing this. The complications of braces. Remember, it was all the stuff of you cleaning the braces, getting the food out of your teeth,
retainers,
and all that stuff. But that's what they're going for nowadays. All right, about an hour from now, we're going to get into I Can't Believe It's Newsland we've got some knuckleheads, bigger knuckleheads than those who are putting on fashionable braces, fashion-looking braces.